That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and here we are at the last Sunday in January, and it's been quite a month, but it's nothing compared to February. So let's talk about this next very electric month. Uranus has turned direct on Saturday. And Uranus rules astrology. So that was yesterday. This will be the focus worldwide in 2024. The planet of change, Uranus, rules unexpected events. Excuse me. I got something in my throat. Heaven knows what. The planet of change, Uranus, rules unexpected events. What could that be? Earthquakes, volcanic eruption, government shocks, surprising changes in laws. Uranus is also the planet of invention, technology, artificial intelligence. Jupiter is not far behind Uranus, so this energy will expand and become center stage all over the world. 2024 is the year for many cures of diseases because wonderful medication is going to be coming through. On the 20th of April, Jupiter and Uranus are conjunct, which promises to be amazing. It brings the world an awakening along with a new way of life. Your changes will be in place by that time. While Uranus is stationing direct this week, you could feel a bit tied up or tied in. You feel heavy and you can't move. It's time for the birthing process, to take that deep breath, to release and let go. Yes, it may be painful, but it's something we have to go through in order to get to a new beginning. Uranus and Mars join Mercury, are trining each other, and when they come in contact, when they come exact, something big is going to happen. Something good, but it's huge. It could have to do with aviation, electricity, finances, or our food supply. It's Taurus and Capricorn. Although it's good, it won't be easy. This will be any time between January and April of 2024. This marks a time when all planets are now direct, until April 1st, when Mercury goes retrograde for the first time this year. It's time to move forward and get things done. New inventions are coming in, new medicines, new way to travel, and new ways of looking at the world. Even technology, laws, and politics. Everything in this world is about to go through a transitional change, and it's about time and much needed. We are birthing a new world, and a lot of people think it's hocus, and they laugh, and they think it's foolish, but let me tell you something. We are birthing a new world, whether they like it or not. We have a new world, and it's in a new dimension, and we are feeling and looking at the world in new ways. It's like a baby in a womb who has grown so large it has no room to move anymore, and the only thing that can happen is to give it birth, the birthing of a new world. How fabulous is that? I think it's really exciting. However, let me tell you that the earth is going to be shaking. Earth-shattering earthquakes. 2024 is going to be exceptional with events, especially during the late winter and early spring months. There will be eruptions everywhere, along with eruptions of human nature. Emotions will erupt. This has to happen. Everything depends on it. Too many things have been hidden, stagnant, and not moving. The trigger has been pulled. The events begin to happen, and it will be a roller coaster ride. You know, Betty Davis in the 1940s was in I Think All About Eve, and her sentence was, "Hang on, fellas, it's going to be a bumpy night." But let me tell you something. This sentence for Aquarius is much more than that. It's much more than a bumpy night. As we move forward, trust and know what progress will be made in every area of life on this planet. Remember that when planets station and come to a standstill, they smile and say, "Look at me. Look at what I rule. Everything I rule will be prominent, and it's all going to come out in the wash or in the energies for everyone to see." This is a time of monumental extremes and change. Both Uranus and Aquarius are planets of change. So, Uranus rules astrology and things that are unconventional. And Aquarius is also very unconventional. My own Uranus is at a critical degree of Taurus. My Venus is in, and Mercury are both in Aquarius. And my Pluto is in Leo. And I have had a very unconventional life and a very unconventional 2023. I started life by being one of two sets of identical twins. That's unconventional, and there was a lot more behind that besides. This new energy will be out there, on the cutting edge. It will bring us what's new, what's record-breaking. Uranus is very electric, and it's known as the Great Awakener. The outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, rule the collective unconscious, and when they make aspects, they rule where the collective unconscious will flow. And we are all waking up to the universe and what it has to offer us. And this is very, very exciting. So we're going to take a break and listen to the weekly cosmic tip. And I have recorded in there a lot of things that are going to happen this week. So listen well, and we'll be back to talk more about this electric universe. This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBSRadio.com. Let's find out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of January 29th through February 4th, 2024. The week begins with the moon in Virgo. Don't get into perfection. With Mars in Capricorn and Uranus in Taurus, you may hear, "Baby, I'm gonna make you a star." This energy can take the second-row chorus girl and turn her into a sensation. So go online or get out there and network professionally. One never knows who you might contact. Monday can be a serious day, organizing and straightening up around the house. Since the moon opposes Neptune, make sure you're not going overboard. Tuesday is a deep thinking day. It's intense, and you may begin to think about getting your tax information together. It's a great time to look at any security issues you may have and how to stay safe. On Wednesday, the last day of January, the moon moves into Libra and conjuncts the North Node. This is an important time when you can go within and make some important discoveries and decisions about what you need to change in your life and your world. These last 3 days of January are the luckiest days of the month. While the moon is with the North Node, look into your spirituality and your heart center. Maybe it's time to read that book and broaden your thoughts about spirituality. Practice some new meditations. You could receive some beautiful insights and spiritualizations that will be very helpful for you. This is why we are here on the planet. So meditate and come together with some old feelings and begin to heal. Come together with your feelings, your hurts, your inner pain, and look at it, and then let it go. What a perfect and healing way to close out the month. Thursday, February 1st, brings in some laid-back vibes. Get all of your important chores done in the first 3 days of this week, because if you can get out of your comfort zone, you will jump hurdles and spontaneously make things happen. If you're single, the early part of February is not especially good for dating. Petty arguments and angry spats could erupt. Venus entered Capricorn on January 23rd through February 16th. Although this is not a comfortable sign for the goddess of love, it can be highly productive in manifesting your needs and desires in the material world. Uranus ended his retrograde cycle on January 27th. He's been retrograde since August of 2023. Inventive ideas and new ways to increase your freedom that have been on hold begin to get traction. Finally, all the outer planets that have been retrograde are moving forward. It's time to step out of your comfort zone and try something new, including meeting new people. Friday is a good day for artistic projects, but anything of practical nature could get out of control. You just don't want to buckle down and focus. Saturday is magical, as love is in the air. It's the perfect time for romance, physical passion, and sweet courtship. Poetry and intellectual pursuits win out. Choose your strong point and enjoy the exchanges with a loved one. Sunday is a good day to sleep in and relax. Recoup from the scattered week. Put off errands and housework for another day. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Okay, we're back. So let's talk a bit about how the astrology is manifesting. It's right on cue in so many ways worldwide, and it has been very, very accurate. We are in a USA Pluto return. From the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, this is the time the U.S. was born. Pluto was at 27 degrees Capricorn, which it was a little bit this month. And this is considered to be the USA birth chart. On July 4th, 1776, at 5 p.m. As Pluto continued to move into Aquarius, the 13 colonies demanded independence from Great Britain, heading into the Revolutionary War, the revolution from power and control, the onerous taxes. Pluto represents both, so the colonies broke away, declaring independence, and formed what eventually became the United States of America. Now, what we've had over the last 2 years, and I've talked about it a lot on this show, is for the very first time since the birth of the U.S. in its current form, this same type of energy. Pluto has been tracking at the same degree of Capricorn from the end of December 2022 through November of 2024. It's the end of the old, beginning of the new. This will raise questions about who is the U.S. and what is the U.S. now. It will raise questions with values, with the economy. This energy falls into the second house of the U.S. chart. What's the second house? Finances, money, values. It's the Constitution. It's legalities. Both are in Capricorn. It's politics. It's geographic makeup. It's also interesting to see what's happening now at the Pluto return. It's so fascinating because we really are in another type of a revolution. The situation in Texas has really blown up. After almost 2 years of illegals entering over the border of Mexico, Texas, it really has only blown up this week after Pluto moved into Aquarius. The sign of truth, the sign of freedom, the sign of human rights, the sign of the people, and the sign of revolution. Pluto moved into Aquarius last Saturday, January 20th, and that seems to have ignited the border strait in Texas, which really blew up around the full moon in Leo on Thursday the 25th. It came in at 5 degrees Leo, which is the exact point of the North Node in the U.S. birth chart back in 1776. You can't make this up. The spiritual path of growth for America. It's interesting times and interesting evolutionary times as well. All this is bringing up issues of power and control, and you can see it every day. The intensity of the people around these issues of power and control. Whenever you have Pluto and Uranus, which is squared at this Leo full moon, this is considered a hard aspect. Pluto and Uranus square the Leo full moon on Thursday, and it created intense emotions. The Sun and Pluto are in Aquarius now, highlighting the issues of freedom, civil rights, justice, revolution. This energy also punishes those who are arrogant or patronizing in their attitude. So we've had some punishments with Trump, we've had some punishments with Fauci, and we've had some coming with Biden. Leo is a sign of leadership, of sovereignty, and Aquarius is a sign of the people. So we have some clear ideas of what's happening now. Look at the month of February. That's the one I'm talking about. The month that's coming in on Thursday. And the coming new moon in Aquarius, which is a powerful, electric, revolutionary new super moon. It comes on February 9th. And Mars will be conjunct the U.S. Pluto in Aquarius. Wow. So, what we have on February 9th is the Sun Pluto squaring Uranus. And Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius, making this a super revolutionary time. So we can expect revolution, rebellion, the people, humanity, earthquakes, eruptions, eruptive behavior, vitality, and also it's all right on cue. Texas is having endured this for years of illegal immigration at the border, with no checks at all by the federal government. It has added to horrendous crimes and deaths. It has taken the law into their own hands. It has invoked, because of all this, it has invoked some state laws and has said they will no longer obey federal law, which tried to enforce the removal of the barbed wire fences. They have said they will obey the state law and the U.S. Constitution. They have called in the Texas National Guard. And 27 U.S. states have rallied around Texas in protests. They are supporting and helping Texas dance. This is extraordinary revolution. And by the time we get to the new moon in Aquarius, well, who knows? Something big is coming. Who knows? At that time, on the 9th, Mars will be conjuncting Pluto, energizing the states and the people's decision, its power, its control, its top down. What will Biden do? What will the government do? And by the time we get to the 13th of February, Mars will be conjunct Pluto at 0 degrees Aquarius. That's a critical degree. So that means it's enhanced. Mars will be conjunct Pluto. This aspect very often will make things right. We can expect big demonstrations of power from the top down. Power from the top down, government, corporations, institutions will try to control the situation. But equally, Mars is going to energize the freedom movement. This is why I say February will be an electric month. Now, over the past 2 to 3 years, the U.S. has been in worldwide focus. The 247-year Pluto return is one of them. Financial competition is another. And there are 3 out of 5 solar eclipse paths that cross right over the United States. In August of 2017, I remember that one because that one hit Donald Trump very, very heavily. In August of 2017, there was a total solar eclipse that fell northwest to southwest. Of course, that was Leo energies. In October of 2023, we had another total eclipse that fell northwest to southeast. Again, and that was Scorpio. On April 8th this year, we have the 3rd total eclipse, falling this time from northeast to southwest. The other two were from northwest to southeast. And these are huge solar eclipses. The crossing point is in Texas. And I have been predicting that Texas will secede from the Union and become its own state again. I said that 3 years ago. I picked 3 states, Texas, Montana, and California. But it also could be political activity. It certainly will be unrest. You never really know what the event will be. You just know the energy, the astrology, which is right on target. Where the eclipse paths fall indicates the action, the change. But at the location coming into the news in some way. So wherever the eclipse falls, there will be news about that area worldwide. There is a particular focus on Texas as the ignition point. This is going to be a very interesting period of time. People are calling it revolutionary too. Well, it's certainly the U.S.'s next episode because it's the very first time that Pluto has come back to its natal point. Also, in Europe, following the astrology, which is so accurate, there are the Dutch farmers demonstrating against their government, against agriculture policy. There are the German farmers and the German train drivers, the Polish and Romanian farmers, some truckers, along with the French and Italian farmers, all covering and converging on government buildings. And this did happen in Canada last year. They're saying enough. Enough is enough. Stop trying to take our land away. Stop trying to force us to kill our animals. We are growing food. We are growing food for Europe and beyond. And this stuff has to stop. That's why we are going to have a shortage. And they're telling you already in the government that we're going to have a shortage. But they're causing it as well. It's crazy. 2024 will be very revolutionary. January is only the beginning. February will be louder. With Europe, If we look back at the French Revolution and the storming of the Bastille by the peasants in July of 1789, that took down the monarchy and established France as a republic. Rapidly, within a month of the storming of the Bastille of the French Assembly, they published a paper called the Declaration of the Rights of Man, only after 1 month. And this set up a certain legal right for ordinary people, equal in law, equal rights in terms of property ownership, and various other things. That became a foundation document for the democracy across Europe, not just in France. It's reaching worldwide. So now we are seeing the people re-looking at something, re-looking at a democracy that was birthed in the last big revolution. So where are we now? This is the question that people are asking in these two geographies. And as well, they're asking it in China and Australia. They are having their own revolutions. Okay, so are some of these situations being paid for by someone? Are they not all spontaneous? Believe me, I'm not naive. We all have to be aware as we move through 2024, this is not going to be smooth. It's not going to be linear. It's not going to be a gradual process in any way whatsoever. It's going to be rocky, dramatic, head spinning. You think something is going to be one way, and then it might actually be going another. Because of artificial intelligence and because of fake news, we won't know what's true and what's not. There will be layers of smoke and mirrors. Gee, I thought they were the good guys, but now I'm not sure. There's going to be a lot of that, a lot of those sentences, and it'll be very nerve-wracking. So, again, you have to use discernment. You will need to turn inward and check with your inner senses of what's true and what's not. This is so important. Another really good reminder that you need to trust yourself and your instincts. Always do. Gee, I thought the world was crumbling, but now I'm not so sure. At times it may look as if they patched up the scenery in the old theater that we got out of last year. Remember that? And that the old world is perhaps even more in control. But the astrology is not with that scenery now. And this often happens when it's the last gasp of the old structure, causing these extra situations to arrive. They're excessive, they can be frightening, and they can be bothersome. The birth of the new is often invisible. You and I are going quietly about our business, meditating, visioning, dreaming, setting conditions. We're doing everything invisible. We're working with the universe. What's going to happen this year in terms of the old order will be extremely visible, extremely colorful, eventful, and obvious. That will give you the feeling at times of dominance, even though energetically that is not the case. Please remember that it's not. That it's just the screaming as they sink into the quicksand. Many of us are going quietly through the day, following directions of our meditations, of our messages, of what's coming in from our angels and guides. Please don't think that it doesn't matter, because it's working with the invisible And that's going to be a big part of the new world. Consciousness is primary. Consciousness is foundational. Everything that manifests in the world comes from consciousness. It's kind of like the roots of a tree underground. We deal with the branches, with the twigs, with the leaves. But the consciousness is the foundation, the strength of all those underground roots. And it's invisible. That's why, especially right now, we have to trust the universe. We have to trust the invisible. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. We're going to take our break. We have a wonderful song called Love is in the Air. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell everybody what's happening to you in February, sign by sign. So we'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the seas. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel sane, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I call out your name.
Well, I'm back, and you know what? Love is in the air. That was Count D, and it goes way back to the 70s and the disco era. But I did like that song. I thought we could use a little love tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm going to now give you what's happening with your personal lives in February, sign by sign. So let's start with Aries. February brings in a time to look at romance. For newly formed relationships or an established love, take the time to examine what is working and where you need some help. Valentine's Day is perfect for showing warmth and adoration to your partner. This energy from Mars and Venus spotlights those in charge at your workplace and the team you work with to get the job done. Address a communication problem with a child at month's end. Be straightforward and omit any maybes. So you're going to have to be a little bit disciplinary with the kids at the end of the month. Taurus. Celebrate the Lunar New Year of the Wood Dragon on February 10th and watch your fortunes change. Meet your friends at your favorite restaurant and wish them abundant prosperity, your treat. Grab a travel bargain and treat your lover to a mini getaway for a Valentine's Day surprise. Show your motives at work by applying for a new job opening or taking on new responsibilities to increase your income. A first date with a romantic prospect may not be anything you expected at month's end. It's best to move on, knowing that you deserve only the best. Gemini. In February, toast the new year of the Wood Dragon by treating your family to a festive meal. Make sure your napkins are red, because that brings in luck and prosperity. Your partner discusses plans for an early spring vacation. This year, Cupid offers a dine-in invitation due to a hectic work schedule. The month offers an extra day in 2024 with leap year falling on a Thursday. Neighborhood tensions arise over vandalism issues that month's end. Engage a neighborhood watch group and use some safety measures. We had one when my kids were growing up, and I really thought that was great. Cancer. February is heart month, and you help the neighborhood organize a drive for food and clothing for those in need in your local area. A romantic date invites you to a Chinese New Year's party to celebrate the year of the Wood Dragon. Accept and enjoy the new experience. You plan a romantic Valentine's dinner early because you will be out of town on business during that week. Costly repairs and replacing household appliances are possible at month's end. Leo, the climate calms down in February, giving you a time to celebrate and enjoy the Chinese New Year. You enjoy a romantic outing on Valentine's Day. You treat your children to an all-day sports event. Organizational changes in the workplace bring you an assignment that you are pleased and excited about. Be prepared for arguments and squabbles around you at month's end. Stay out of it if you can. Virgo, February has you looking at your financial accounts. Find ways to buy in bulk and save money on groceries and goods. Expressions of love from dear ones fill your heart with happiness around Valentine's Day. You may receive a bonus for the way you've handled your job and covered for someone who is out on extended leave. The full moon in Virgo on the 24th has you feeling more tired than usual. A restful weekend will help. Libra, February brings you new attractions and romance as Pluto moves into Aquarius. Enjoy the deeper feelings with your love partner, but take your time in getting to know a new love. Celebrate the Chinese New Year of the Dragon and Valentine's Day by joining with others at a Chinese restaurant. Be sure to grab that fortune cookie from the Golden Bowl. Local plans could be tabled at month's end due to someone's sudden family crisis. Scorpio, February brings you an awaited household makeover project. You treat your work team to a Valentine's lunch on the 14th. A friend could be making you a competitive job offer for a prestigious research opening that brings challenging responsibilities along with a nice salary raise. The stars are smiling on you this month, Scorpio. Sagittarius, February has no retrograde planets to disrupt the fun and pleasure of Heart Month. Children are in for a cultural treat when you plan dinner at a local Chinese restaurant to celebrate the new year of the Wood Dragon. You smile as you hand each child a new, crisp $2 bill in a red envelope to wish them prosperity and good health in 2024. You receive more income with a bonus or a raise mid-month. The cost of auto repair is off the charts at month's end. You dread telling your partner the bad news. Capricorn, make time for a nice weekend trip as February opens. Your family will love it when you surprise them with an unplanned adventure. February, Heart Month, is a perfect time for working with neighbors or the community to help the unfortunate. Have a Chinese New Year gathering. Have the community sponsor some red envelopes with cash and have a drawing. What joy and fun! Your partner may be accompanying you to a resort on a business trip mid-month. Review your finances and make sure you're not overextended at month's end. Aquarius, February offers you the opportunity to communicate your ideas to executives, staff, and members of professional groups. You find there are some assignment decisions that could lead to a new position for you that's opening up. A sibling plans a Valentine's party that includes the children, grandchildren, and some close friends. A work matter at a distant location flares up, and you prepare to travel to help clear it. This could lead to a new job and relocation to a place that you will simply love. What will you decide? Pisces. February encourages you to go ahead and dream big for 2024. You're at your charming best and anticipate personal and professional growth. Shop for a gift for your sweetheart on Valentine's Day and enjoy dinner out while romance fills your heart. It's not wise to use your credit card for a large ticket item at month's end. Get a small loan instead and save on interest. The infamous Neptune fog could cloud your judgment, so be careful. Well, that's my messages for February for all of you. And I'll be back next week and we'll be talking about that new moon and what's happening in this electric month. Thank you for listening tonight. I'd love to hear from you. By the way, I'm going on YouTube and I'm going to be reading the tarot twice a month. Please find me and click and get me up there because I want to get my first 1,000 people pretty fast. It's called Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. And I hope that I'll have your love and sponsorship. So now we're going to have a meditation. We're going to have a song by Igor May, who I really love as a singer. William will close with the moonlight and we'll finish with Richard and Ascension Attunement. So pay attention to that wonderful vibration that he has to offer. Thank you for listening again. I'll see you next week and good night.
Today, goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. And I can't regret what I did for love. What I did for love. Kiss.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes. And start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath. And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.